Isolation in any profession can be difficult, but for scientists and researchers based in Antarctica, long months of being alone in harsh conditions can take its toll on mental health. Now, doctors have found that using virtual reality technology can help, and they say it could one day be used for another isolating profession, space travel. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Diesel mechanic Nate Payne is sitting at a window at Mawson Station in Antarctica, taking in the view of seemingly endless white ice. But when he puts on a virtual reality headset, he sees colour and trees.
Where would you like to relax?
He chooses to go to a lush green tropical jungle where there is a waterfall.
The best bit about the virtual reality experience is the 360 effect. I play a lot of games on my Xbox, and the VR is very different because you interactive with it, you get to look around.
The Australian Antarctic Division's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Jeff Ayton, says Nate Payne's experience of spending a year in Antarctica is the closest thing on Earth to the isolation of space travel.
And this program assists them in getting those tools to get through the confinement and isolation of a Antarctic winter, as you would need to do on a long-term mission to Mars.
Antarctica is the ideal test environment for a US professor who is developing a virtual reality program for astronauts. Professor of Medicine at Dartmouth College, Jay Buckley, isn't just a medical doctor. He was an astronaut himself, flying to space on a NASA mission 20 years ago. He says both astronauts and Antarctic expeditionists are at risk of becoming stressed and depressed if they experience conflict with the other people in their small isolated teams.
There's evidence that exposure to nature, which we all like and seek out, can be restorative, and that it can help people to relieve stress. It can also help and perhaps improve people's attention and mental functioning. So we're using the programs to help people deal with conflict, stress, and depression, and then we're also using the VR to help to relieve stress and improve attention and mental function.
The virtual reality program being used in Antarctica isn't just pretty scenes in nature. It also includes programs that teach expeditionists how to resolve conflicts in their small teams. Plus, it doesn't have to be an isolated activity. Team members can go into the virtual world together. They're in Antarctica, but Nate and his friend are using virtual reality to go to the beach.
It's really jumpy in that, eh? When I was little, I would have loved to have been an astronaut. So to be in a position where it's something similar to being in space and to be able to add to the program, it's very cool.
The doctors behind the virtual reality program hope it will eventually become widely available and used to improve the mental health of people with less extreme jobs than those living in Antarctica for a year or flying to Mars.
That report from Felicity Ogilvie and Carla Howarth in Hobart.